I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
At forward, number 5, he still lives with his mother, Carlos Boozer. At forward, number 9, he collects rare birds and has a pet dolphin named Chachi. Luol Deng. At center, number 13, he's a Scorpio and a horrible dancer.
Mike Shope.
He doesn't speak a lick of English, but we still love him. Gustavo Ayo from Connecticut, where he majored in econ, but he minored in love.
The Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
And what tabs do we have open on our browser here as we start the week? Anything you want to admit?
I went down
to HR like half an hour ago for a question, and she's like, come over here. Debbie's like, come over here. Let me show you how this works. And I said, can I look over your shoulder? And she said, sure. And she started to show me on this one program, and I said really loud to the whole room, I can't believe you have this page open. And nobody reacted. So either that didn't make sense to the people down the hall,
right,
or they're just used to Debbie having, I don't think this is it,
no,
just wild right. and wacky pages open on her computer.
Yeah, they probably don't have any. They're just all business down there. It is the business
all
office.
All business.
It's the business office, so there's no recreational pages open.
Sometimes they have cookies. That is as far as it
there
reaches.
There were cookies down there earlier.
Today.
I did not go get one, but I was told of cookies. It's funny.
You were told of cookies.
Pretty low key. The Bills schedule and like a Bills homepage and Twitter, and that's it. But only just as the Open was playing did I close a window. I had the homepage for Dirt Cheap TVs open on here.
Really?
Because I think it may be time. The cottage TV is.
You're looking for one dirt cheap.
I'm looking for a dirt cheap TV. They've advertised on the station. I looked and they had some dirt cheap TVs they're advertising.
How cheap is dirt cheap these days for a TV?
There's a 50 inch TV for like $250.
U.S.
Yeah, which you know. Okay, great.
So what's that per square inch?
I'm gonna go do that. The tennis yesterday was just. I could not see the score ever. And
that's not good.
Where the TV is, I mean, this is a big 32-inch tube TV. It's like it was a wedding present in 1999, so it's 20 years old.
You ever seen one of these, Joe?
It's a 32-inch Sony. I mean, it's a mahonker. I mean, the thing weighs.
Oh, yeah. I've had to move one of those upstairs before. They are.
Me too.
It's got to weigh like 400 pounds. I mean, I don't. It's just the heaviest damn thing ever.
It's the greatest feat of strength I've ever
yes.
achieved is to carry a TV like that upstairs.
Me too. Same. So it's there, and there's no moving it or tilting it because of the sun. I mean, it's there. It's permanently there until I get my kids to move it and like put it at the curb and pray someone takes it.
If That's they can it. Lift it,
right.
they might take it.
So where it is in the room, it's not a big room, but it's a long room. You know, it's narrow and long. So my chair is way across from the TV, and there's all kinds of glare, and the graphics are so small. Like, I just can't see anything. So I'm watching the tennis, and I'm trying to discern, okay, I can't really even tell which guy's which, barely, but when they show a close-up after a point, I'm assuming that's usually the guy who won the point. They're both wearing white. One's got a headband.
That's
but
right.
like, oh, that's Federer, so I think he won. I'm not sure what the guy. I'm looking at the score on my iPad.
You're looking at the score on your iPad
right.
to find out what the score
yes.
of the match you're watching is.
Right, yes.
Joe, that is a bad sign.
It's just completely,
this guy needs a TV.
It's just completely like
that is a great way to describe how you know you need a TV.
That is what was happening.
You're watching sports.
Yep.
And the score is on the screen, but you can't read it.
No.
But you want to know it badly enough to watch the event, and you have it on your iPad.
Yes, yes.
Is it synchronized? Was it pretty much?
It was pretty close. Yeah, it's pretty
That's
close.
That's good.
So, you know, if I get up and stand, you know, in front of the TV, I can see the score. Eventually, like, I posted a picture on Twitter, and I got a lot of great response. Like, this TV thinks Flutie should start instead of Johnson. Like,
yeah.
It was a fun little exercise on Twitter. But at the end of it,
well, it is in Canada,
right? They're going to a fifth set, and I'm like, Leo, come on, let's go. We're going to lunch.
You want to watch it somewhere else?
I want to go where I can actually see the score. I want to watch the fifth set and actually know what's happening. So we did.
Wait,
and then
this
that went on
question.
So long that I finished lunch and ended up going home.
So you ended up watching it at home.
I ended up seeing the end of it at home. Yeah.
Like, so you're in Canada where you live in the summer, and you know of a place that will have tennis on.
Oh, yeah.
For lunch.
Yeah, sure.
You don't have to go there and, like, ask them to put it on.
It'll be on. Yeah, it was absolutely on. I had no question it would be on. This is a place that I go for soccer in the mornings, and they're going to have it on.
All right.
Not on every TV. There was other stuff on that was just like, oh, my God, really? Why is that on?
But Judge Mathis?
Whatever. I found the tennis.
Was Judge Mathis on a couple of TVs?
So that was – I don't think so. I don't know that Judge Mathis is on Sundays.
Weekends, right.
So then last night, the Dodgers and Red Sox are playing. And John
you went back out.
I went back. No, no, I didn't know. We had dinner at home. John Gale and I are sitting there in the living room. And he at one point, he's much closer to the TV than I am, and he can't read anything. And he's just like, what time is it? What inning? We're trying to guess what inning it is because of what time it is in the evening. Not. And I just said, I got it. I got to do something about this.
By the way, these are both like 5-hour sporting events you were watching yesterday.
Yeah, as it turns out. I watched almost all of the tennis, kind of. And then I didn't stay with the ball game. But at the end of it, I think I've decided I need to invest a couple $100 in a respectable TV for there because it's just ridiculous.
Yes, I am convinced you're right.
I
would tell you that, by the way, the louder reaction was to Federer points. That's one way you could have known
sure, yes.
who won points is if it was loud.
Right.
But I think, guys, I'm pretty sure he's right. I think he needs a TV.
It's time.
As long as you can carry that other one.
I know.
Or maybe just put this new one in front of it.
It's too big. There's no... It's got to go. I got to get that other one out of there. That's probably the harder job.
Do what... Well, you'll figure out. You won't need this one idea. But yesterday, my wife was away, and she gave me one job over the weekend. She said, get this old table to the road.
Okay.
There's this old big table that's soaked. It's been outside. It was there when we moved in the house 5 years ago, and it just sat on the back deck the whole time. And, you know, when it was at all usable, we might put, you know, picnic food on it for a picnic. But really, since the last couple of years, it's just been on, you know, face down on the ground, just, you know, too heavy. So I had a friend come over and cut it up.
Okay.
All you had to do was just cut twice through it. And then I took it
now
in squares out to the road.
Manage. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I could get him for you.
You
could cut up this TV.
We could break this TV apart.
Yeah, and then you could carry the pieces.
Right, right.
If you can't carry the whole thing.
That makes it unlikely someone's going to pick it up, though. But.
Well, I guess the garbage right. guys, the trash collectors picked it up.
It was weird.
Today.
We had an older, less useful TV that was also an old tube, but it was like 19-incher, so like manageable to move around for one person. And unbeknownst to me, my wife put that out at the curb week before last, in Canada, and it was broken. Like the plastic casing was broken. I was standing in the driveway doing something else. Someone pulled up, stopped, looked at it, got back in their vehicle, and I thought, like, well, obviously they see it's broken. They're not taking it. They turned around to better position the vehicle they had and then took the broken TV and put it in there. And I'm like, I can't even begin to imagine. Are you taking it to the dump or to like a recycling place to get $5? Like, whatever. Thank you for taking the broken TV away from my curb.
Sure.
So maybe this
one. That's kind of a win-win-win.
Maybe this one will find a home. Plus, it's cottage. I'm sure there are people up there who have no TV at all. They'd be like, oh, this looks like a perfectly fine, like I've been. This looks like a perfectly fine TV for my cottage.
All you have to do is check it.
Yeah.
Then you can throw it out.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work for you.
Right.
Yeah, it's usually I'm usually okay there. One time a guy who was there to look through my stuff at the curb walked up my driveway at something. And I'm like, that's not good.
That's a little, you want to.
Isn't this sort of the given rule that it has to be at the road?
Right, yeah.
It has to be at the road.
Hey, you got any better stuff in the garage? Yeah, the stuff that I own that I want to keep?
Yeah, yeah, everything
is better. That's the stuff that's
better. In the garage. Everything.
The stuff that's at the curb is the stuff that I want you to take.
You can take it. I don't care if you take it. I don't mind. I don't mind that you're picking through what I think maybe still is mine. I'm willing to let you do that. Do not come up my driveway to see if there's more.
No, that's not
or
okay.
Or something else.
Right. So anyway, well, I had that browser TVs. Open. Yeah, right.
That sounds like something that we're going to hear more about, Joe.
Yes, I bet we will.
Yeah, stay tuned.
There's still plenty of summer left.
Yeah.
I think he might be able to read the score.
I'm going to watch the British Open this weekend. I'm not going to get up at 6 in the morning on Saturday and try to watch that TV again. This is not going to work.
Golf might be the worst if you can't.
Oh.
You're never going to see the score or the ball.
Right.
I mean, so you're going to need the crowd all the way.
This is everything.
This is probably escalating towards.
The score and the ball is everything.
By midweek, I've got a new TV. I think that's what's going to happen here.
All right. I have a website up that you didn't mention. NFLShop.com. Ever been there? You think you've ever been to NFLShop.com?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Why? Why do you think you were probably at that website?
Gag gift idea, maybe? I don't even know.
Have you ever bought anything there?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have.
I don't think so.
But there's a new Bills jersey for sale.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Yep.
At NFLShop.com, they have these new Legend or inverted legend jerseys, they're actually calling them, from Nike. Inverted legends.
What does that
mean? What they're doing is every team's, or at least most teams, the idea is the team's second color is the color of the jersey. So the Steelers jersey is yellow.
Okay.
The Ravens jersey is also that yellow. Some teams are red, if they have red trim, you know, different colors like that. Orange.
Okay.
Instead of the for the Browns or the Bengals. The Bills one, Joe, you've seen it? How would you describe this color?
It's like
gray.
Gray, but not blue. Even like a good gray.
I thought it was like gunmetal gray is how I would describe
that's
it.
That's perfectly right.
Okay, gunmetal gray.
I only know that from motorcycle colors, but that's why I settled on that.
The trim around the numbers, it almost looks like pink, but it might be red. And then blue outside of that, that's barely even visible. It's really like gray with white numbers and letters and then like pink outlines. And so they have Josh Allen. He's the only one you can buy, I guess, at this point. Josh Allen, $80. Do we like it?
I'm not mad at it.
You're not mad at it?
Which is a good, that's a good start.
You're ambivalent on this jersey.
Yeah, yeah. I mostly just couldn't really figure out what color it was, and then went, is this something that's going to get worn by the team in any circumstance, or is this just like a novelty fan item?
I don't know anything about the Bills wearing it.
Either way, I just like, okay, well, I didn't mind the color. I wasn't real sure what it was, and I was curious how they settled on that as a color for the Bills, because I don't know.
Maybe because the Color Rush jersey is red.
Yeah.
And that might be this if that didn't exist yet.
I suppose.
But that exists already.
Right.
So maybe they had to pick a third look.
I guess. But if they're drawing on colors that are in the uniform already, like you're saying, I'm not sure where that color exists anywhere in the Bills. I've never seen that color before.
Maybe it did on that dark blue jersey, but not anymore.
Okay.
I think the jersey now is just red, white, and blue. I don't think there's any dark blue.
I
think it's just, are the numbers outlined? The numbers are outlined in red. Maybe there's also a dark blue outline around the numbers, like on the blue jerseys. Anyway, so for $80, as long as you want Josh Allen, you can buy this jersey at NFLShop.com.
Star Latulele, you're out of luck right now.
They don't have that yet.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it. Like, you weighed in, I'll say I'm fine with it. I think the Bills could probably, I think NFL teams could probably have 6 or 8 different uniforms in a season. I think it could be a lot of fun. They don't all have to be exactly the same colors. I think it could just kind of be cool to have, like soccer teams do. I've come to that place with jerseys in sports. Go ahead, mix it up. Let's play. Let's have fun. Looks different. People love to talk about uniform styles. And some people are always about like the original, do not change anything.
Yeah.
But I like the variation.
I've often been original, don't change anything. But what's interesting to me is that when it's not my team doing it, I'm open to it. You know, like, Man United is my team, whatever. I mean, I've liked them for 6 years or something. So, you know.
Lots of different uniforms.
Red and white, but lots of different uniforms. And when I turn on their games, I'm never upset about it. You know, college football, like, oh, look what West Virginia's wearing today. It doesn't make me mad. Oregon, whatever, they're probably the best example.
Oregon, or we watch Baylor. Baylor yeah. will have a different uniform almost every week.
But I don't know.
And helmets.
Like, because I don't really identify with those teams. You know, it's not there's no emotional attachment to those teams for me really at all. Barely for Man United. I think it might be a little more difficult for me to deal with if it were the team that I really like. Like, you're supposed to look the way that I want you to look.
A portion of the fan base are the only people left who have any emotional attachment to any of these teams as it is.
Right.
The players don't. I mean,
no, right.
I mean, that's just, this is who I work for now.
Right.
So, I mean, you could have that. It's fine. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It kind of feels good to have that. But I think fewer and fewer people all the time have right. that sort of
yeah. Well, because of the
attachment,
the way the players are handled and treated, and the way they, I think, treat the business is why fans are so attached to the uniform in the first place. It's like it's the only thing you've really got that you can count on. You know, like that's my team. I'm not really sure who the quarterback is anymore, but there's my team. That's my uniform. I know them.
Yeah, the Sabres are good for that with all the changes they've
right.
had and
right.
the struggles. So anyway, NFLShop.com. Summer savings is a sale, believe it or not. You wouldn't expect to see a sale, but there is. You know, it's Amazon Prime Day, so these other sites have
right.
to keep up.
Yeah.
At the bottom of this page are at least five other Bills jerseys you can buy. Customers also view Josh Allen's, like, the real white jersey, which is $100. Josh Allen's blue jersey, which is $125. It's big and tall, by the way.
That one. Maybe that's why it's more.
Or that it's blue.
Oh, that'd be kind of weird.
Would the blue one be more expensive than the white one?
I'd rather
have the white one.
Yeah, except mustard.
Well,
yeah. I mean,
that's up to you to
either way.
Mustard getting on the jersey is bad for the blue one too.
It's bad for the blue one too.
Is that why the white one would be less popular? Is because you would be disinclined to wear it because you would get a stain on it? Is that what is going on here?
I think I revealed something about myself and that was the first thing that I suggested as
mustard.
To why yes, mustard.
Why don't we wear mustard jerseys then?
White, I'm worried about mustard.
Then you don't have this problem.
I think the blue shouldn't be more. I'm guessing it's because it's big and tall.
There's okay.
more material.
I don't know. Then the next one is Mario Williams. This is my question.
He doesn't play for the team anymore.
No. Well, he could come back. Or it just says Williams. Maybe there'll be another one. Men's Buffalo Bills Mario Williams Nike Royal Blue Team Color Limited Jersey. Regular price, $149.99. Sale price, $29.99. You save $120. And above all that, there's a little sign that says, almost gone. Next to Mario is a Marcel Darius jersey. Regular price, $99.99. Sale price, $28.99. Almost gone. Let's talk about almost gone. Now, how is almost gone really something? Like, how close to gone are these jerseys? Is there one left? How close to gone are the Mario Williams and Marcel Darius jerseys at NFLShop.com? Almost gone. Isn't that kind of obvious? I mean, you're at NFLShop.com. Not everybody would know these guys.
Uh-huh.
You could probably think of someone in your life that maybe they would be at some point in time, they might be on this website to shop for you. And they see this one's only $30.
Mm-hmm.
And they might want to ask, because they don't really know the team or anything, they might want to ask someone,
why is
this
Mario
one
Williams
only $30?
Right, right.
Does he stink?
No.
Is he not popular? Is there mustard on it? Why would this? I mean, maybe everybody knows by now. The first thing you would think is, this guy's probably not on the team anymore.
Right.
But if you don't really follow sports, you might not think of that. So, almost gone. They're telling you here at NFLShop.com,
right.
These were almost out of the Marcel Darius Bills jerseys.
Think,
you better get this now.
I think almost out means there's anywhere between 1,000 and 500,000 of those things left. That's my range. I think it's a big range. I'm intentionally making it a large range because, man, I don't know what kind of numbers they manufacture these things in, but like Darius was 2 years into a massive contract, like you, I don't know, like how far ahead they go with this stuff, but they could just have truckloads of those.
Maybe Sammy Watkins is here too. $43.99. That's like considerably more than Mario Williams for Sammy Watkins, who's been. Has he been gone longer? I don't know, but he's been gone for a couple of years.
Extra big and tall or something? Or
no, just it's normal? White.
Yeah, wow.
So it's more, but I don't know. And speaking of jerseys, thank you and congratulations. Great job. William Nylander of the Leafs, who is paying for fans to change numbers on his jersey at a certain store in Toronto. That's what you do. How hard is that to think of? William Nylander is going to 88. And there, and plus you partner with a store that, like, the store will, shouldn't that be good for everyone?
Sure, you're going to get foot traffic, which means you're going to sell other stuff while they're in there.
I have bought a Leafs jersey in that store a long time ago.
That is what you do. That is what you do.
As opposed to doing, say, nothing.
Right. Or autographing them and selling them for charity, which, you know, okay, that's something. But you're still not taking care of the people that already have them. Which, we went through that last year, and that was handled poorly, and we knew it as soon as it happened, and we're hoping that after a little time went by that they'd figure that out, and they never really did with Jack. They never really got there.
So William Nylander is switching to 80. What was he, 25 or 23?
29.
Okay. Oh, 29. See, I'll always see Paul Metier. 29 Leafs. I'll always
unbelievable
see Paul Metier.
He had the gall to wear 29 in the first place.
No one should ever wear that.
He's wearing 88 now, and all I think about is Lindros.
Lindros, yep. Lindros played 1 year with the Leafs. They had Lindros 88 jerseys before he was on the Leafs. When he played for the Flyers, Leaf fans walked around in Lindros jerseys hoping. And it did happen. I think it was one season. So NFLShop.com for this new gunmetal gray, your
I guess we're going
description.
With that. I mean, yeah,
Josh Allen jersey with what looks like pink trim. Red, maybe. And then these other ones at discount prices. So from dirt cheap TVs to dirt cheap right. Mario Williams Bills
former
jerseys.
Bills jersey.
We are both Matt Granite right now.
Right.
Here's how you can get some good deals on the internet, folks.
All right.
803-0550 is the number. You mentioned the tennis. Got to talk about that a little bit. That was pretty amazing. We will talk about the 18-game schedule thing from Friday. We spent a lot of Friday on that. We'll do some more of that. A lot of other things along the way, too. I've got a game for you later. Tyler Dunn will be on today, and that's always good.
For sure.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Bill Sabers, 803-0550 for us. This is WGR.
It's staying hungry. I know that there's a lot of things that I missed on last year. A lot of dumb plays going back and watching film that just were like, why did I do that? What was I thinking? But learning from those and then going into next season and trying to apply what I've learned onto the field.
It sounds like Josh Allen. So the Madden ratings are out. Joe is writing about them. Are you done?
Just about.
And what's the bottom line on the Madden ratings? Or maybe just like as far as the Bills go.
The offense is bad. So anyone playing with the Bills in Madden, your offense is going to stink to start.
Did you look to see if there's any, because isn't there always some like objection?
To the Bills specifically?
Yes.
I haven't seen a lot, some from the Bills. The most heated I've seen anyone was Carson Wentz, like league-wide, Carson Wentz got pretty, he got lowered.
He got lowered?
Yeah. Like, he's around, like, Kirk Cousins and Andy Dalton, and, like, he's lower than everyone, I think, thinks he should be. But that's the only really big thing I've seen.
Who would you rather have for, like, this year, Carson Wentz or Kirk Cousins or Andy Dalton? Is that the order?
Wentz, easy. Easy Wentz.
And he's behind, you know, fair enough. Like, he's behind Watson and Mayfield and Newton and Goff.
Yeah. The only thing I saw I saw the top 20 quarterbacks, and someone quote tweeted that list with inferring that Watson was being disrespected. Like, Watson's like an 82, maybe.
Actually, him and Wentz are both 82s. Yes,
okay.
Out of 100.
And that he deserves better than that.
Who would you rather have, Wentz or Watson?
I like Watson a lot. I really do.
Both injured all the time.
Yeah, well, that might be a push. Like I like both guys a lot.
How many did Watson play the whole year though? Did he miss? What did he miss?
Well, he missed a lot of his rookie year. I don't think he missed any games last year.
He got hit constantly last year. Maybe the most sacks in the league, ran a lot. Like Watson took a beating last year, and I think he played.
Yeah, he started all 16 games.
And the playoffs.
Right.
So that guy hung in there. I don't know. Like I look at him, I don't want to like say for sure yet on him. It's 2 years. And there's obviously highlight reel potential with that guy. He's certainly not bad. But is it okay to like just not know yet whether we can do it. We can reopen this anytime. It's always good. We talked last week about when to sign, when to know the guy should be signed. And we're talking about running backs for this. And even quarterbacks is interesting because there's a pretty good argument for not doing it unless your guy is really super. And so Watson, I mean, speaking of jerseys, that'll sell a lot of jerseys. And they were in the playoffs. And most people would tell you, I think, that you would like to have him as your quarterback. But let's see. Let's see where we're at in 2 years.
Good thing you have that time, too. Like, it's not pressing on anyone to do something about his contract. In fact, the fact that you have him on a rookie contract and he's playing at a reasonably high level is good for you. So you want to let that go as long as you can. So, like, I wouldn't want to jump in and sign him now anyway.
Nope.
It'd just be dumb to do that.
Although the Eagles, it's one more year with Wentz. The Eagles did that after 3 years of Wentz. They did that.
Right. So I think if Watson has another year like he's had, then I might think about doing it. Like 3 years, I'd feel a lot, you know, it's another year. I'd feel a little more secure in it. But you never really know, like injuries and like what else, you know?
Go ahead.
You just never know. I mean, a guy, especially a guy who gets hit a lot, there's injury, and then there's just also what I think can happen to even the toughest, steeliest, most competitive person who gets hit a lot. It's just going to take a toll on your ability to do the job the way it needs to be done, to just stand in there and wait the extra pause before you make the throw or make your decision. You might get a little, you know, reluctant to do that. You might make quicker decisions because you're trying to, you know, preserve yourself a little bit. So if he keeps getting hit and hit and hit, like that could precipitate a downslide that right now you don't even see coming.
Yeah. Like if he suffered a torn ACL, was that maybe his injury? Refresh my memory. What happened to him the first year? Did he have an ACL injury?
Yeah, torn ACL that he had in practice one day.
Right. Okay, right. They had gone to Seattle and had that amazing game in Seattle that they lost.
Yeah.
And then in practice the next week.
And I think there was
that's
some.
That's right.
Was there? Or was that Wentz? There might have been some backtracking into the game to show a play where he could have been hurt but kept playing and they thought he was fine. And I don't know.
I remember that now sitting here.
Yeah.
I watched that Seattle game. It was awesome. So, Seattle won.
Anyway.
So he had a torn ACL his rookie year. He didn't start the season, right? Then he went in and was amazing.
Pretty early, yeah.
And then went down. And so I don't want to use an ACL then because he's had that. But if he had an injury right now, like a shoulder injury, well, that would be its own thing. An injury that he's like out for the year, then I guess you have to wait and see.
Yes.
If he has last year again this year, plays them all, and then has an injury like that, then you have a tough call to make. I don't know. Like I've been thinking a lot about this, and I've got some work still to do. The running back thing is a big deal in the league. Now you have Melvin Gordon on the heels of Le'Veon Bell. Gordon is saying, I'm underpaid. And you can think so. If you look at his production and you think about running backs as, you know, star players and like
important players.
Not, well, arguably, but they're famous. You know, like the running back is a famous player on your team. And so I have this many touchdowns. I rush for this many yards. I cut this many passes. And shouldn't that be worth more? Like, okay. But it isn't. Because what we've seen now in the league is players come in from all kinds of different draft statuses. It's not you have to be a first-round pick. The league doesn't want to pick these guys in the first round either. And they come in, and they're like immediately good. And a big part of the running back situation is that. It's that wherever they're drafted, it doesn't even really come down to that, but players can do it right away. So the Chargers might think Justin Jackson, their guy, can be Melvin Gordon, the same way James Conner, for the most part, was Le'Veon Bell, and so on. And so where does that leave Gordon? You know, Bell did get a contract, but most guys won't. Fewer and fewer teams are going to want to bother. They're going to realize they can find somebody. And at quarterback, the same thing can happen. There are a lot more factors. There'll be a lot more talked about. But rookie quarterbacks are playing too.
Mm-hmm.
And you get 4 or 5 years. And so one thing that can happen to your team is you draft a quarterback in the first round. He goes right in. You have 3 or 4 okay years. He's not the worst. He's not the best. You haven't won big yet. Then you can go, we either keep going on this road,
mm-hmm.
or we can do something else. And when you're not winning, fans like it when you do something else as a rule. They always want something else if you're not winning. And that can be another first-round pick, or that can be free agency, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think the system should be that whether you're a rookie or not, or veteran, you'd get that money based on
right.
what your value to the team yep. is. But football isn't set up like that. You have to wait 5 years.
Yeah, I'm very eager to see when and if we get an example of a team doing that with a quarterback. You know, like Goff might be the best example right now. Like he's been like very, they've had great team success. He's thrown for a lot of yards. He's still on a rookie deal. And I think there's almost no way they don't sign him. I mean, he's got a year to have this year. Like they're not doing anything yet. Right. He's the same year as Wentz, but he's not been done yet. Right. I'm not missing
right.
anything. Am I?
I don't think so.
So, is McVay so smart that he's going to think I can find another guy to do what Goff does for me on a rookie deal rather than pay this guy $30 million. I'll believe some team does that when I see it, especially a team that just was in the Super Bowl with him at quarterback. I just think it's really hard to do. And that's a tough example because of the team success they've already had. But I think there is still some debate about how good he is.
Oh, I think
right?
so.
So, you know, will they do that if they have another, you know, they win 10 games this year? Maybe they're not the story of the league or anything, but they have a good year and he throws for 4,500 yards and 28 touchdowns or whatever. He has a year. They're going to pay him. They're almost definitely going to pay him. They're not going to, no. He's not so good. We'll take our chances with another rookie. I just can't imagine a team doing that.
I agree with that. I think that that's what would happen. If he falls off, it could get really interesting to talk about because he has had 2 playoff years and a Super Bowl year, mm-hmm. and the first year is kind of written off.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't have at quarterback that I think you do have at running back is at quarterback, or should say it the other way around, I think the perception at quarterback is there's a shortage.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't keep Jared Goff or Jameis Winston or Josh Allen or Deshaun Watson, if I don't keep those guys, what am I going to do? What's plan B? Is plan B another rookie? Can I expect, you know, the guy I have, maybe I'm not winning big. I can hear Sal saying this. Can I expect the rookie to be better? Can I expect the next Ryan Tannehill who comes free that's been in the league 5 years or more to be better? Who's better? Who do I sign?
Is there another Nick Foles out there somewhere? Like how does that almost never happens?
No,
the guy
I don't
goes
mean,
in for an injury and wins the Super Bowl and now what?
I wouldn't tell you Nick Foles is better than any of those guys.
Right. I know, me either.
I wouldn't rather have him than any of those guys. So what are you supposed to do? There's a shortage. And I think that could be your path to all right, sign him.
Right. It's the opposite of the running back.
That's thing, right.
The running
That's
back
right.
thing is like they've just fallen off trucks. I can just find, I'm going to grab a guy. I'm going to grab him in the third round. I'm going to grab him in the seventh round. I'm going to grab him off the street, whatever. I'm going to grab him out of retirement, right? Is that C.J. Anderson last year? Like, he's not even playing.
Yep.
Here, come on in. We're going to feed you the ball. And you're going to give me numbers almost commensurate with what the guy who's thought to be the best guy in the league was giving me? Okay.
Yep. Anderson, that's right. Anderson had 2 monster regular season games in for Gurley. In the playoffs, he wasn't very much. In the playoffs, you wouldn't want, you know, you wouldn't want to keep living like that.
Right.
And Gurley was also active for that. But yeah, there are teams. There are. It's so much fun to talk about this league. There are some really interesting teams right now for this. Chicago is the first one I think of. So Chicago had Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. And that was okay. They said the coach wanted it to be less obvious what they were going to be running from, which running back is on the field, because you're throwing the ball to Tariq Cohen, you're handing it to Jordan Howard. So they draft a guy out of Iowa State, David Montgomery. And they drafted him high enough, Wenjo, second, third round, I think second or third.
Yeah, in there.
Third round. They drafted David Montgomery, like, okay, now, you know, here's our running back. They also signed a guy from the Seahawks, Mike Davis, who might be really good. I mean, he was not a high pick.
Mm-hmm.
And in Seattle, they had Chris Carson, and they had Rashad Penny, who they drafted in the first round. So that means something. And they had C.J. Procise, and they had McKissick, and they, like, before that, Lynch. Like, they've been through a lot of people.
Christian Michael, even.
Christian Michael. So people, you know, just how much time do you get? How much of a chance do you get? Now this guy's on the Bears, what will happen? Montgomery has some draft status. He'll have some, they'll have some commitment to him based on that. Davis is kind of a cheaper free agent, somebody.
And
who's
Cohen,
better?
And Cohen
is still there. Right. Like, who's better? I don't know. who are you supposed to think is better, the two guys? But the point is the Bears might be fine with the guy they got off waivers or free agency.
They maybe didn't need to draft the guy.
Right. And what about the Bills? You know, the Bills spent a third-round pick on a running back. This is not a good team. They could have picked a player to play any position. But they picked a running back in the third round. What's going to happen?
Right. I want him to play. Like I mean, I'm not saying he needs to start or anything, but I want to see as soon as possible how good he is. I want to start finding out immediately how good is he? How good can he be? What's realistic to expect? And then I want to make the rest of my decisions at running back off of that.
Right.
That's what I want to do.
I would do the same thing.
I think if I drafted him in the fifth round, this might sound silly. This exercise, I don't think I would feel quite that way. But third round, I don't know. That seems like you really needed to have this guy.
That is a beautiful thing. Does it have to be different? Does it have to matter?
It doesn't have to matter,
no, but if you're judging the Bills on their efficiency, a third-round pick is somebody who could or should play.
Right.
Somebody who you should have plans for.
Mm-hmm.
And a fifth-round pick might not be. A fifth-round pick might be special teams, backup, you know, that could be the ceiling.
And then whatever else, you go, oh, well, look at that. That's kind of a surprise. Carlos Williams was a fifth-round pick and had a fantastic rookie year and then, you know, fell off the face of the earth.
Jay Ajayi is a free agent. I mean, are there not teams, even perhaps the Bills, where you could look at their team and go, is any of these guys better than Jay Ajayi? Like, it's debatable. It's debatable whether a guy who's just sitting out there, because you had to, not just the Bills, but everybody, you had to draft somebody or you sign somebody else or whatever, he's sitting out there, maybe he's just as good as your guy.
Maybe.
So running back does not have a shortage, and quarterback does.
No. Yeah. So good luck. Those guys, I mean, it's hard to win a fight for the hearts and minds of the fans when you're the player in this situation, but I have more sympathy for the players in a running back in this situation than maybe I've ever had. Everything we just talked about is why. The league is squarely pointed in one direction, and it is devaluing a position that takes a beating and only has a short shelf life in the league to begin with. And the guy is three years into his career and going, hey, I should be making, you know, maybe if he can be more realistic, say, than Bell was about what he really wants, then they can find a way to, like, make it work. You know, we're not giving you $15 million. How's $8 million? You know, like, can you get by on $8 million? Can we do that? You know, we'll extend you for $5 million for $40 million or something like that. And like, okay, but those guys, I mean, they take a beating, and I don't know.
They're replaceable.
Yeah. The era of them getting paid seems like we're – I mean, that said, Bell got his money. David Johnson got some money. Todd Gurley got money. But Gurley's already hurt. How closely are people going to be watching what Bell does after a year off?
David Johnson has missed big-timed injury. Last year, his team ran him up the middle a million times. Like, I like him for this year, but he's a little bit late in the game. And that's right. He's the highest – see, the highest cap number where Bell is. Like, Johnson's up there. I'm one of those – he's up there salary-wise. So, yeah, the other big point you mentioned is longevity.
Right.
Shelf life of the player. Quarterbacks can play 10 more years.
Right. Gordon might feel like if I wait until my contract is up, I might not be as valuable then as I am now.
And this is the only chance I have to get paid.
I think he might be right.
Yep. We'll talk more about this with Tyler Dunn. Should be good. That's in 15 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, 803-0550. This is WGR.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, deal of the daytime for today. Add some flavor and fuel your appetite at Gallo Coal Fire Kitchen. Get $20 for just $10 to use on Gallo's unique pizza and more. Save 50% at Gallo's Coal Fire Kitchen in Lewiston. It's the deal of the day from mybuffaloperks.com.
Here's the thing about Wimbledon. So I watched it. I did a great job. My wife was out of town, and I went out. I had to carry that table I told you about that my friend and I cut up. I did a lot of yard work yesterday, stuff like that. For me, you know, a lot. Any is a lot. And so I would go out. I can't sit there, especially on a day like that. I can't sit there all day for that match. But I was interested in it, so I was going back and forth, and it felt like kind of a workout doing that, which was good. As far as the match goes, it's like the Patriots in a way where I think the story was written about these guys more than a decade ago. Like, Federer lost tough matches to Djokovic 10 or more years ago. He was like, yeah, there's a little bit of a thing there. Like, he is not an assassin. As great as he is just not quite the assassin that Nadal is and that Djokovic is. And, you know, so be it. He's one of the all-time – they're probably the three greatest players of all time. And so that's it. And while yesterday was cool, I didn't learn anything. Like, I'm way past learning anything about any of these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, New England needs to stop because it's not interesting anymore. And if they win for 10 more years, whatever. You've already just sort of established – you are on the list, maybe at the top of the list. There's nothing that can happen now to affect that.
You're already all-time great, so what?
Yeah, so...
you losing this isn't going to affect that. You're not damaging your legacy here.
Right, there's no changes to legacy. There's changes to the numbers in the tennis thing. You know,
yeah, Djokovic is one more closer to Federer. What's he at, 16 now? And Federer's stuck on 20 or 21?
20. And it would have been 21-15.
Right. Right.
So that's fine, you know, if you want to use that, if you care about that. But I don't know, everybody won't care about that. And part of sports, I mean, these sports where it's like once a year, you use that to put together where people go in history and all that. It's part of what makes being a sports fan fun, is that sort of that thinking. And there's nothing left to do with these tennis guys. I mean, it's just insane that they're still playing.
Yeah.
It's insane that Federer, Nadal.
I loved watching them. Nadal and Federer on Friday, we got to watch it in here before our show. That was great. Like, I'm glad I saw it, but I guess I kind of know what you mean. Like, there's not, what you know, they're already, there's no upstart. You know, like, if there was some new guy that had taken one of them down, like, that maybe would have been different. Like, can the new guy do it?
And Federer is so old now anyway that might, if it were against him, it may not have even meant that much because he's almost 38.
Right.
Like, it's not to take away from them as champions, and I hope that that's obvious here in what I'm saying, because they're obviously great players, legendary. But I like to have that little extra piece that I can think about while I'm watching. It's like, what does this mean, that what this is happening? And, you know, football and tennis are two examples of, okay, this doesn't really change anything, what's happening here, because it's always New England. It's always these same three guys.
Yeah.
And hockey, and to a certain extent baseball, is just so random. The awareness has led you to understand how random the playoffs are, and that takes away from it too. Like, basketball is the one that holds up. Like, because you have these dynasties, and when that NBA Finals ended, I just was, like, shaking. The dynasty, the new champion, the players, the stars who are going to leave, like, all of that was sort of cracking.
And that has all come to pass. Like, it's been an incredible summer for that.
Right. Right. So that was the one that really, like, peaks. And the other sports sometimes leave me to question what the meaning is, you know, like, what can I do with this? And that includes what happened at Wimbledon. Tyler Dunn, after sports here on WGR.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.